Welcome to the operating room. I am the doctor.
You've got the luck of the Irish. Total Wine will shamrock your world with over 15,000 wine, spirits, and beers. That means you can have your Irish whiskey, your Guinness every which way, and keep more gold in your pot. And our friendly leprechauns are standing by, ready to guide you to everything you need to celebrate the Emerald Isle. So this St. Paddy's Day, wear more green. Spend less of it. Shlanka! That's cheers in Irish. Explore more at TotalWine.com. Drink responsibly. B21.
I like them nasty, real nasty, yeah. She like me, I'm nasty. I like her, she nasty, yeah. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty.
Real nasty.
I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like to jump in that pussy and suck on them fingers. I promise you, girl, I don't miss. Squeeze on that ass while I rub on your asshole. While you motorbike up on the dick. Suck on my dick and I give you a kiss. Guess I'm a nasty little bitch. I'm with the shit. Yes, I'm with the shit. If you fucking with me, then you fucking a bitch. I know some little booties who nasty. I got some big booties who nasty. This who I go to when I won't be happy. Cause they nasty, nasty. I like a bitch who go do what I tell her. Suck on that dick in some freezing cold weather. Play with that pussy right there in the car. Fuck all that rubber, she want that dick raw.
She got that wet, wet, certified.
Taking you there when she look in your eye. Wet, wet, slip and slide. Know I'm trying to slip and slide. Yeah. I'm in that pussy and I like the taste. Yeah. Tastes like that act and a good fan of great. On that X tripping, me and babe. Ate her ass, Kevin Gates.
Know what I like.
I like them nasty, nasty.
Yeah.
I like them nasty, nasty.
I like them nasty.
I like them nasty, nasty.
I like them nasty, nasty.
Real nasty.
I like
them nasty, yeah. Nasty. I like them nasty, nasty.
Yeah.
I like them nasty, nasty.
Yeah.
I like them nasty, nasty.
You like them nasty. Freaky as fuck, but she classy. Suck on that dick without asking. Swallow them kids in the back. He put his thumb in. Hit from the back, ain't no running. Hit from the side and I'm coming. Turn around, let him nut on my stomach. Ride in his face, nigga, eat up the cleat. Look in his eyes when I lick on the tip. Taking his soul when I dance on the dick. Spit in my mouth, I'm with all of that shit. Hit with no rubber, bae, I wanna feel it. Shoot the club up with my legs to the ceiling. Hands around my neck, sweat this boy trying to kill me. Yeah, we get busy out the Henny.
I like them nasty, nasty.
Yeah.
I like them nasty, nasty.
Nasty.
I like them nasty, nasty.
I like them nasty.
I like them nasty, nasty.
Real nasty.
I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty.
Turn up. All right. Tweezy's in the building. Hi, Tweezy.
Hi, Tweezy.
It's the operating room, ENT. I am the doctor. Hi, guys. Today, we're going to be talking about inventions and inventors. And we just got some cool stuff. It's a real chill, laid-back day. So, if you guys want to give us a call in live and talk to us. What's the number, Lolo?
That will be 314-339-9759.
Turn up. We're going to ping those numbers. So that you guys can call in live, but we are going to be talking about inventions and inventors today. And I'm going to go a little off the run sheet today. I'm going to go a little off the run sheet. But anyway, I think we're going to have some exciting conversation today. I got a couple of questions, so I'm definitely interested in you guys calling in. Like I said, it's a down day, but we're going
to... Yeah, you might be nervous.
Questions,
we're going to go off
of
you. Everybody just relax, calm down, just get ready to call in. All right, so everybody, I hope y'all got a shot. Somebody, and y'all know who when I say somebody, made us a shot, and it just doesn't look like what I had told, you know, what I was told there was going to be in the shot. It don't look like that at all, but that's okay because it's Sunday, so
Sunday,
we like to have fun in the operating room.
I thought that was the Lord's day.
It is, and the Lord made wine.
Yeah. Not mixed with Remy.
That's true. That's true.
That's what he told me to do. I don't know what he's telling y'all.
That was not... who clapped? That was not right. That was not appropriate at all. It was more like... It was more like that. That's what it should have been.
It's the mix-up. Then it went back to the old studio. She gonna rewind it.
It's, you know, hey, everything takes time, right, guys? All right. Well, we're going to turn up. Y'all take a shot. We're going to turn up. But I got some questions today. Like I said, we don't even fuck this run sheet. I do what the fuck I want. It's the operating room, ENT. I'm the doctor. We'll be back, guys.
And I heard that I was ugly. Came from a bitch who nigga wanna fuck on me. I said my face bomb, ass tight, racks stuck up, shack height, jury on me, flashlight. I've been listening since last night. Hit him with that good, good. Make a nigga act right. Broke boys don't deserve no pussy. I know that's right. Big bag bustin' out the Bentley band. Take a man, Balenciaga brought it back. And all these bitches fuck. It's big bags bustin' out the Bentley band. Take a man.
Fuck nigga, I don't wanna hear it. Ain't talking the bag, I cover my ears. I hop in the lamb, I'm switching the gears. My bitches is ballin', make these niggas shit. Out of my baguettes with a crush face. I leave a bitch mad with a stuck face. Who the fuck y'all hoes playing with anyways? City girls make them wish like Ray J. Let me talk to them. All these niggas wanna fuck JT.
They do.
Hellcat, this a SRT. Pull up G-Wag 63. Make a 55 suck day T. He want a menage with a new body. Man, you niggas can't fuck with me. Cause I came from the bottom, from the fence to the chatter. Broke bitches ain't saying a thing, period.
I tell her shut the fuck up when I hit it. Fucked up her hair, she just did it. I'm really fucking around with his LeBoo on the low. What the fuck, but he said I couldn't hear him. Shut up the head while I drive, I must fuck to my ride. Had a handful of hair while I'm steering. I'm serious, she ripping off my mirror. She love to get hit, she pull up on the period. I thought somebody said that's your wifey, dawg. Fuck everybody, don't like them all. This bitch love me cause I fuck like a dog. I got this shit on, nigga, wipe me off. I hop out the backseat just like a boss. I two-tone the Maybach, my seat's Ronald Reagan. It came with a pillow, I came from the pavement. Thought somebody said I ain't made it.
Go!
Huh?
What?
I thought a bro nigga said something. Talking shit, but they still ain't saying nothing. We gon' trap this bitch out till the feds come.
Run it up, run it up.
Huh?
What she say?
I thought a pussy hoe said something. Go when I'm talking, you listen.
Just listen.
Cut her off cause she spoke on the business.
Go!
You broke ass bitch, you ain't saying nothing. When I hold on my wrist, it's saying something. Yeah. Yo nigga, he know cause he paying something. Yeah. I bought on these bitches like N1. Swish. Bitch on the shit. QC the click. We rich as a bitch. Yeah. Ayy, hey. Miami on lit. Protect on my wrist. Bottle the drip, my jewelry sick. Pneumonia pink. Corona. Money bad runs. That's the aroma. This ain't no mid from Arizona. Bitch, I'm serious.
Real.
Period. All that whole shit, I ain't hearing it. My niggas pull up with sticks, they clearing it. Yeah, me and JT, we killing it. Period.
I thought a nigga who watch what I do, but he can't get his bitch back said something. Is it true that he posting another nigga money? Probably. I'm put that past him.
Maybe so.
I thought a hoe that be speaking on me, but be fucking a broke nigga said something.
Listen.
Hold up, little bitch, get a nigga that's lit. I'm the whole loaf. He the breadcrumb.
Go.
Rappers with these mixed feelings.
What?
I ain't fucking with them.
Nope.
Like a Richard Mille. Let me know what time it is. Bag water run set.
Huh?
Know you got it on your poster. Be smell proof. Busting out the back of seal. These niggas little boy childish. Fisher Price. Confident. I'm not cocky, so get it right. She bending over, but I want some head first. I only wanna know what the pussy like. Tripping too close to falling, so I'm balling. It's crazy. My op got shot, but I ain't call it.
Psych. Slow up.
I come around, niggas go put they hoe up. These bitches stay on my channel, yeah. Must have seen me on TV, yeah. It took me 6 hours to count a meal exactly. I'm accurate with that cheese, yeah.
Big bag,
huh?
What?
I thought a bro nigga said something. Talking shit, but they still ain't saying
ain't
nothing. We gon' trap this bitch out till the feds come.
Run it up,
huh?
What she say?
I thought a pussy hoe said something. I go when I'm talking, you listen.
Jealous.
Cut her off cause she spoke on the business.
Go!
It's the operating room, ENT. I am the doctor. So we're going a little off script today, but I'm excited. I'm cool about that. Baby Dandridge is in the building.
What up, gang gang?
What's up, gang gang? Where's the gavel? Lolo's in the building. You got the gavel, Lolo?
What up, yeah? I definitely do.
Yeah, these ladies looking fine, too. Look at them.
Look at them.
Look back at it. Lolo's in the building. She got the gavel.
Order in the room.
Baby Dandridge in the building. We gonna teach Tweezy some things today. Uh-oh. Oh, oh.
Tweezy got a lot of kids, so I think he knows some stuff.
He knows some stuff. He trying to act like he a little shy, but
he quiet.
He
know.
Them he know. The quiet ones. I think he's the no pull out king. I think that's what I mean.
Did you go to church every Sunday when you was younger?
He was itching. Out, no.
He was itching to get out. He's like, I'm going to get out and sew my royal oats. That's what he said. So the topic today is inventions and inventors. So we're going to talk about that. And I got a couple questions I want to ask. Make sure you guys call in live. What's the number?
That number is 314-339-9759.
And we're going to get ready to ping it. So you guys can call in live if you guys have any questions. It is 6 AMA, ask me anything, hour long. So I thought about this invention topic because I seen, did you guys see the meme of the lady who made the long eyelashes? Yes. They're called cumbrellas.
Yes.
Because she didn't want the nut to keep getting in her eye, so she made her eyelashes longer. So supposedly this is where it came from. That shit don't work because I know if my lashes is on and some nut dripping my eye, I mean, it don't really stop it. So I don't know. I don't know about this invention.
I pass my face.
Yeah, like
and go straight like, to my chest.
I feel like you can.
She's like, lower it.
Yeah,
lower your penis.
Just not my face.
Yeah, it's no cum shots. My lashes cost $100+.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely like, hey, you know what? My lashes somewhere in your bed. Cash at me some money, homeboy.
My hair is natural. Please
don't mess it up. Yeah,
because that's a project by itself.
Yeah. We don't, but you know what? That's
everything
why.
Everything else, free game.
Well, that's why we should definitely order comb towels because we need them. We need to keep them right there by the bedside.
Absolutely. That is a. Yes.
Well, you need them. You never know where the cum is going to go, where it's going to shoot off at. You need a towel right there.
And cleanliness is next to
godliness. God. Yes. And amen. That's all we trying to say.
And the big thing, you can sit on the floor, like if you're a squirter or across the bed.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So everybody needs a cum towel.
Everybody.
Is all that we're saying. So.
And where do they get these cum towels?
You know, go to www.theoperatingrooment.com. Order you a cum towel. Let me know.
Or two.
Or four.
It. And get one for your aunties.
Because they some.
They freakier than freaks.
Listen, the older you get.
The nastier.
For females and their libido kick in. Baby,
I wasn't ready.
Look at her,
baby.
I wasn't ready either. What? And I don't ready. Think it's fair.
I got ready. I got well prepared.
I bet you I'm didn't like, have to ask the question.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, okay.
Look, I was asking the questions, but I wasn't hearing the answers. I didn't.
She blanked
know.
Out completely last week, guys. She blanked out. All right, Smooth says, I got my two towels, and thank you very much for your
shout
order.
Shout out to you.
Shout out to Smooth.
Hey, you smooth freak, you.
You little smooth freak. Did you use the cum towels? You let me know. Give me a good review. You let me know what happened. So today we talking about inventions, guys. And make sure you guys share the live. And don't forget to call in. We're going to ping. I'm going to have Baby Dangerous ping the phone number in just a second. So I was thinking about this, and I looked up some kind of crazy things. I don't know if it's really, really crazy, but first thing first, edible underwear. Now,
well, I did that.
You wore, see, I don't really want underwear. So my mind go like candy close to my vagina. I automatically think yeast infection, so it doesn't work for me. Automatically, it's a no no. But I found out it's not gonna be on. He's gonna heat him. Well, I just need him to eat something else. All right, she says, how many licks does it take? Okay. So the edible underwear was invented in 1975 by David Sanderson and Lee Bradley. So thank you very, very much.
Wow. It's a, that's a long time.
It's a, yeah. And
that's when the freak. That was probably like the start of the Playboy stuff.
That's when the hippies was out. The weed was out. It was a happy, fun time. It was a sexual time. So.
And the crack.
Look. Oh,
you know what? We don't stay in the 70s.
It's okay. We like the hippies. We like, what's it called? Rockstar, Moon Rock? What was it called? Wait, that's something
else. I know.
Woodstock.
Woodstock. Yes.
We like that too. That's exactly what I mean.
All the good stuff gone. Woodstock, Freaknik.
All the fun stuff. Playboy mansion parties. So I don't know. Do you guys ever try? Did you guys ever wear some edible underwear? Baby Dangerous, you said you did.
I did. I think I had like. The ones with the ring candy. What's that one called?
Well, that was my favorite candy when I was little.
Yes. The necklace.
It had that on the side, but it was connected by like a fruit roll up kind of thing.
I'm thinking
was it too sticky?
Actually, it wasn't sticky at all, but like you said, it don't stay on for that long.
Period.
They said they're going to eat the candy
and move it out the way.
This was eat like the groceries.
So damn long ago. Yeah.
Okay.
Just
edible underwear, invented in 1975, guys. Thanks, David and Lee.
We thumbs appreciate up for me.
Gabble. Thanks. Hey, turn up. All right. So I had some questions that I kind of wanted to throw out there today. Like I said, I'm really going off the sheet, but it's okay because we have a good time here. First, a crazy, crazy, crazy confession. And I want to know this, but I don't know. We gonna get into some more inventions. But the craziest thing that you've ever done to get to some sex or to obtain some.
I don't think I necessarily.
They was quiet, y'all.
I don't think I necessarily have done anything crazy. Just because the men and the women that I have sex with, they don't play that shit. Like they not going. Like my attitude
she
has
said
to
I'm
be
not too
correct. If not, then they gonna correct that motherfucker real quick.
Ooh, but I liked it though.
Yes, it's good, but at the same time, like, I don't, it's not cool to be, it's good to be swollen some days, and then other days you be it's like, alright, come on now. Mm-hmm. Like, I get the point, but
I don't get shit.
But at the same time, I might have a slicker mouth right before we do something, just because
it makes the sex
yeah,
better.
It makes it better.
Yeah.
So it's, I might like punish be me. Petty and say something. But
yeah,
other than that,
push a
like
few buttons.
To do some, yeah, but
make them a little upset.
Never literally done something or went out my way.
You just start arguments so that the sex can be good. Because makeup sex is the best sex, I think, for me personally. It really is.
Like, I never did anything crazy.
I do crazy stuff if I don't get it, like egg car, shit like that. Mm-hmm. But outside of that, like, to actually get it, like, it's, if you're not available, it's, I'm a tit for tat. I'm not gonna be available the next time.
Yeah,
either.
That's how I am too.
So yeah, petty.
Yeah,
I'm a petty bitch.
That's that Leo.
Oh God!
You need to come when I say.
Yeah, it's
so
real
I can come when I say. I understand.
Yeah, it's like so you're not finna listen to me.
Period.
You're not finna do what I ask you.
Oh my gosh.
Well, that's fine. Watch this.
Watch what happens.
And then I'm not.
Time.
I'm low.
Y'all gonna
I'm
watch us on the motherfucking news. I'm not waiting until next time.
Yeah, see, I mean a little bit.
I need it now.
Yeah, I'm not finna handle
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I ain't finna. I just. I'm not finna go outside of my way to get something if you trying to act unavailable.
Yeah.
But like I say, these niggas out here, they be unavailable because they be sleeping with multiple people. So they
cheaters.
Just can't.
They can't be available
all the time.
Because
you got
two
split
places
it.
At one time.
Yeah.
Or you just did it to
Susan.
Betty Boo earlier.
Not
she
Betty
wanted
Boo.
To date Angie Banger. Go on. Go on.
You know what? Yeah, the doctor is
go on
out of control today. I don't know what she's talking about.
Just go on.
But yeah,
know.
I don't know.
Doctor, have you done anything crazy?
Do I do? Oh, God.
No, let's rephrase the question. What is the craziest thing you have done?
Yeah,
what is the craziest thing that I have done? Jesus. Like, yeah, I mean, like, in the last year, or y'all saying
the last month?
Just the craziest.
Just the craziest.
Well, that was just yesterday.
Let me think about this.
In the last...
I climbed on top of a central air unit and got on the balcony and slapped it back the door. You know, the
sliding glass
door.
Breaking and entering. You going to jail.
I know. I almost got shot that day. He was like, I was going to shoot you. I'm tired of your crazy ass. I'm going to get a restraining order. I'm like,
well, then.
Let's just go to bed. Why are you so angry? I just wanted to see you. We had a good time.
Yeah,
no. What this confession was really for.
We had a good time that night. Shout out to somebody.
The doctor is crazy.
Yeah, the doctor is crazy. She's the crazy one.
But it's like I forewarn them. They don't care.
I will say that, though.
You
like, most people,
this.
If you forewarn them, like, in my personal opinion, if I be like, nah, I'm a little off, like...
You say
they
that
a little.
You say,
or if you
I'm
say
you
crazy,
off.
They be like, aha, this, she ain't
yeah,
really crazy.
Yeah, but
and
it's like,
just
playing
me through like... Hey, you didn't answer your phone. Oh, you really are asleep. I'm sorry.
Why didn't you just text me and say that? Why you just didn't say you were asleep? I would have been cool for
you. Yeah, ain't
wrong.
Nobody got time for that. Like, because, bitch, I'm going to shoot your ass. Like,
like put the gun away. It's just me.
Absolutely not.
Ali, oxen free.
Marco.
Yeah, it's gonna be a problem.
In real life. Okay.
So Dawson, you is that. All right.
That was a while ago.
I bet you they kept that door locked from then.
Right, now you locking all the doors. Now you made these. You promoting Ring doorbell and
look,
shit.
Hey, lock your doors, guys.
ADT, lock you your doors. You probably got some sales.
They probably didn't even know somebody could get on the second floor. Was it the second or the third?
No, it was right. It was. It's not the first, but
so the second.
The second. Well, yeah, technically, I guess.
But she, can't carry some groceries, y'all. But she can climb up that motherfucking balcony.
I don't want to curse. Groceries or anything, that's what guys are for, I don't think. But I will cook the food though. Once it's getting in the house, I'll put it away. All that good stuff.
You see how we got quiet because there's something wrong with you in the brain.
But if I was the throat burglar, he'll be happy.
Yeah, that's true. That's
he'll
true.
Be happy. He'll be like, oh,
it's the man's fault.
Yeah, you broke in and give me some head. I'm like, yes, I did. Wasn't that sweet of me thinking of you? Yes, I
can't do nothing like that because
Tweety back here laughing at these bitches.
I can't have nothing backfire on me because if I do something like that and you busy, it's gonna be hell.
Yeah, I don't
busy.
Yeah, I can't. I don't like putting myself in situations that's gonna make me go back to that 2005 Ashley,
like a younger version.
Yeah.
Well, that was a few years ago. Thank God for growth. Everybody take a shot for growth.
A few years ago.
That was
early
this year.
That was not early this year. That was January. Thank God for growth. All right. Thank God for growth. So that's all right. Confessions. There we go. All right. So Tweezy. So people in a lifestyle. You familiar with this? People in a lifestyle. You familiar with this? In the lifestyle.
In the lifestyle.
No.
Not my life. No. Excuse you, Tweezy. I'm a wholesome young lady.
I am, too. Thanks a lot, Tweezy. He's judging us now.
I but you lie because it's a Sunday.
Tweezy's like, oh, you hoes over there.
I don't know what these hoes do. I'm in over here. Yeah. The lifestyle is just kind of like swingers and stuff like that. It's a really cool secret society of adults who like to have fun and just explore their sexuality. That's all it is. It's a really nice time. You know, you can always come on a lingerie bus ride in May. Check it out. See how things might go. And if you like that, chances are, if you like the lingerie bus ride, chances are you would love to go to, like, a swingers party.
Also, it's official. It's a freak freak.
No,
but somebody pick me.
No, but I said if you like the lingerie bus ride,
pick me, Lolo.
Don't just.
The doctor has been sneaking in a lot of new information on us.
Period.
And I can't confirm nor deny if I do or do not remember certain meetings. But I will say this:
she been drunk during most of the meetings.
That is none of their business in my order.
That's going to go in my file. This is going to go in my file. Let me put a check for myself. This is going to go in my file. But all right. You know, I'm just saying.
And that lingerie bus ride is when? How can they get their ticket?
It's Saturday. May the 1st. Not Monday. It's Saturday. May the 1st. She you ready. Can go on yeah. I'm ready. I've been picking out lingerie left to right. Like, I'm super ready, but it's Saturday, May the 1st. It's from 9 to midnight. All night closed, guys. It is co-ed, no cameras, anything like that. We're going to have a good time. I got some giveaways. I'm going to be giving away some underwear, a free massage, gift certificate. We're going to have the chocolate and the strawberries.
Yeah.
We're going to have games and music, and we're going to dance. So we're going to have a really sexy and a really, really, really good time. So I'm super excited. You guys go on eventbrite.com. Go to the search bar and type in lingerie bus ride, and when you see the operating room logo, order your ticket. I'm super excited.
Yeah, that's gonna be fun.
Hey, these hoes and singing shit. It sounds fun. I'm not coming. You're in the lifestyle. You're a warrior. You like to watch. Yeah, it's fun. What's better than live porn?
I ain't even gonna lie. I just
now she ain't a liar.
Now she's not a liar.
Okay, it's Sunday.
When I think of being in an enclosed space, sweating and juices.
Sweating and juices.
That sounds good to me.
But the aroma.
But sweating how you said it. It sounds good.
I understand that, but it's just, I cringe.
Sweating and juices.
I just can't.
I don't mind.
Funky pussy?
No.
Let's hope it's not funky. Let's hope that everybody takes a bath before.
That is a requirement.
Cleansing cloths. I will have them available.
Summer's Eve.
We will have everything you need. Trust me. You ain't never met a prepared bitch like me.
Listen, the doctor gives the best Valentine's Day
presents. I swear to God. You ain't never met nobody more prepared than me. I got everything. Everything you need.
Valentine's Day gives me lit.
I
want you guys to be prepared if you go out tonight. That's the readiness preparation.
But I don't think I'm opposed to seeing, watching, but participating, me interacting. I'm not ready for that.
So then you'll be. That's what a voyeur is. You're basically, somebody who likes to watch.
What is it called?
A voyeur.
Okay. The audience is clowning.
I don't even know what that was.
Part of a tribe, so damn bad. So what was going on?
Chief Locks.
All right, so let's get back into the adventures. Let's jump into it. So in the 1800s, they was all turned up, is what my research led me
to
believe.
That's what it sounded like. Give it to us, doctor.
They was all turned up. So the vibrator was invented in 1869 by George Taylor. Now the vibrator is not to be confused with just the dildo. I mean, it actually has to vibrate. The dildos came. They were kind of spotted in Egypt around 1593. So we've been using dildos for quite some time.
So it's the bullet.
That's, yeah.
So they created the bullet in the 1800s. Lord, what made them think that?
George Taylor did it. I don't know. That's good. I should have researched that. But you know what? It was developed to relieve stress and anxiety and depression in women. It wasn't intended for orgasms. That's just what happened.
I think that's exactly how you get over stress. That's exactly how you come. You relieve from all your hurt, harm, and
sex benefits 101. That's what they're saying.
It seemed like people, men didn't cheat back in the day, so it was not as many penises going around, so they had to invent that. And now,
Just community as deep. Just fuck anybody anytime. Nigga, what you doing? I'll fuck them over there.
That is very interesting, though. Like, I do want to know, like, what was the typical average size? Okay. Because you got to think about it. Now we have these range of sizes.
I think the size of penises ever changed.
No, I'm talking Thunder about Dick the 2000
of the first vibrator. We're going to research it, and I'm going to get that information.
Yeah, that is interesting. So in the 1800s, they just out here
1800s was
coming
lit
and going.
Coming and going. They probably had all kind of kids. Look at Tweezy. Tweezy is on it over here. You hear me? We got visuals and everything.
Wow.
What does it say, the size?
That looked like a machine.
It looks like a machine.
It literally looks like, so you ever tapped into and dug too deep into porn, and then you seeing the girls getting fucked by the
machines.
That's what that looks like.
Oh wow!
It's the Squirter 2000. See, they probably was squirting back then with
Barker the vibrator.
Hey, Barker,
it's
on.
Great. It says,
I bet Tony the Tiger.
Now, this was invented by James. That's what it looks like. It was invented by James Barker. It's stimulating. Whoa. Circulation. That's what it's for. It's for stimulating circulation.
Tweezy is back clowning.
What did Tweezy say now? Like, oh.
But listen, like this. You guys go look it up. The Barker vibrator.
The Barker vibrator.
And this is. It looks like maybe I'm gonna call my nigga. Maybe I got a pap
smear. Original telephone.
I'm not sure. That's what the vibes is.
But I'm hooked. This. It looks like a wow. Like something you just hook up. It got the little long cords to it. Long
so
wires.
It's not sexy.
You hook it to the cords and then it just goes.
It's not sexy at all. But apparently it helped them relieve stress in 1869. It got the job done.
I bet you it was like an electrical shock back then.
But listen, Jesus. It said when it was labor-saving a vibrator. Originally, it was used purely as a medical instrument. To generate like the vibrations to help stimulate contractions.
Yeah, Because the doctor will tell you that. You want to get that baby out? Have sex.
Wow.
Yeah, have an orgasm. That baby will come right on out. Amen.
I just took a walk.
It's got, well, the invention of Viagra, yeah, well, it was originally for your heart.
Yeah.
It was originally for your heart. And they just noticed that they kept their dick hard, yes, too. Heart and hard.
I said, they, you know what?
Hard and hard. It was
hard.
Heart and hard. It
heart,
was one
H
of
and
a
H.
hearty
hard penis.
It, we didn't know which one, but it was one of them. That's all they were saying. That's what they said. So I got another question real quick. But like I said, the 1800s was turned up. I'm going to give y'all some more inventions from the 1800s. But I want y'all to tell me. I'm going to play some music, but I want y'all to tell me. What do y'all think about this sentence? In order to be in love, right, you must and you will get used. We're going to talk about that. We're going to come right back. Okay? We're going to come right back, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
The scope of this company is not about numbers. It's not about what makes the most money. It's about what's appeasing to the soul. What do we do to make this company grow, make it bigger?
I reach out to you.
Dripping on me like a shower. You know it's back and not your back when you do it. Me busting back to back to back when you do it. I be running back to get it back when I'm through. Lot of broken bad, back to back. Got the black and I'm white and I'm blue. That lip pussy doing something to me. Oh, that lip pussy feel good to me. Know what you got, and girl, you got a lot. Skew from the back and I just wanna watch. Climb up on top around me like a body. You got that power, power. Trying to beat it for hours, hours. If it's yours, it's mine, it's ours. You know what I like, you know what I mean. I ain't screaming, come over, jump on. You know what I like, you know how to make me wanna want you. Riding in dick like you own. You know what I like, you know how to make me wanna want it. You know how to make me go crazy. You know that pussy got power, baby. Making me wanna come tear it up. Hands all the way behind her back. I be diving when I be diving. She be dick, dick, dick. When you finish coming, I love my stomach. And babe, could you please stand up? I need your left hand for the grip of my hand. Could you please put your free hand up? When you finish coming, I love my stomach. And babe, could you please stand up? I need your left hand for the grip of my hand. Could you please put your free hand up? Your ocean is selling. I grip on your pelvis. You know how we ain't up. Don't need no audience. We had an argument. This is how we made up. You got that power inside of your body, the faces you made it. I love how you shaking, you pointing your toes when I tell you to take it. That dick in your stomach, I don't do no faking. You know I'm a gangster. Watch out, I'ma kiss on your waist. It ain't no winner up in our session. I go in the matrix, hold up, I slow up the pace, then I apply the pressure. You know what I like, you know how to make me wanna want. Ain't screaming, come over, jump on. You know what I like, you know how to make me wanna want. You riding that dick like you on. You know what I like, you know how to make me wanna want. You know how to make me go crazy. You know that pussy got power, baby. Making me wanna come tear it up.
You got that power for me. My life, everything I hold dear is right in those eyes. Got that power for me. My life.
Yeah. that drink talking, nigga.
Cause I know these niggas ain't gon' hand that
new suit, yeah, big boss.
I'm knowing I ain't hearing not a young nigga saying
double that. Back twice in a row, 3-3.
Bitches pains all in my home, first G.
Tell it all when I make a song. Let him let my brother day, he ain't make it home.
She be all on me like, she need me. I don't need you at all. She believe me.
She be mad every time when I really ain't know. Got me posted all alone where the slums be.
Lot of money on the line, what I'm going hard for. You don't stick with me now, I don't run, you will see. Tell you that they lying and they saying that they seen me.
No suit,
yeah. Big boss.
I know you niggas ain't talking business, I'm a big bean.
B-E-R-C-A. Bad yellow bones, talking about she won't say see.
Told her just splash whole lot of water on me.
Put it in the back while we R-A-C-E.
No cool, take off. Cause I know these niggas ain't gon' hand that.
No suit, yeah. Big boss.
I'm knowing I ain't hearing not a young nigga saying
that. Double back twice in a row, 3-3.
Bitches pains all in my home. First G.
Tell it all when I make a song. Let him let my brother day, he ain't make it home. Show her how to get the money, oh. Genesis on me, yeah. From the back, got her touching her top.
Yeah. Big old pill, tryna get in her heart with no call.
Chopping it up for the wrong, ain't right how you using your tongue. My young nigga, I'm not right now. Check around, living, I just went and got another. Means in the bank, got another. Me and Flow 1.3 in East Bay, added up if you can't count.
Quarter million chain, quarter million car.
Wow.
I know how to get it, poker in my mama house.
$1 million business, I ain't never turned it down.
Me and Casey in this bitch.
Take off, cause I know these niggas ain't gon' hand that.
New suit, yeah, big boss.
I'm knowing I ain't hearing not a young nigga saying
double
that.
Back twice in a row, 3-3.
Bitches pains all in my home, first G.
Tell it all when I make a song. Let him let my brother day, he ain't make it home.
On my knob, like corn on the car. Check in with me and do your job.
Dog and drizzle, make the pussy scissor. Long stroke the bitch, then they hit a liver. Nigga, I'm too live. Oh, I am three live. Bend that ass over, hit it from behind. We gon' smoke an ounce, then fuck on the couch. Sell it like the bitch and put on the house. Me and Polo P, can't forget OG. We be dog and hoes, put us on the leash. Always use a rubber, never fuck raw. If that pussy smell like fish, then I need some lockjaw. Call me Trey, I'm a head lover. Nigga, I'm the man like Dr. Dre and then lover. Drizzle motherfucker, nigga, I fuck your mother. She a undercover breeze, but we fuck on top of cover. Suck a nigga dick or something. Suck a nigga dick or something. Suck a nigga dick or something. Suck a nigga, 3D hoe, my nigga be Frank. Said he got a skank. I said pass that bitch like a blunt of dank. Know a lil' freak in Westwood. Sucks on dick, does it real good. She spit on my dick and suck it till it come. Nutted on her ass, that's a glazed honey bun. When I got done, she asked me for some money. I say I'm broke, it's a joke, she say cool acting funny. Her nigga trippin', wanna run his mouth. Pull up to his crib, dump the nigga house. You know how the mob is, we don't give a fuck. Police looking for us, all they saw was a black truck. Got these haters pissed, like a pee stain. Running through these hoes like a fucking freak train. All I do is toss hoes, bone them like a fossil. Get leaked like a gristle, and get blown like whistle. Toss her with my dog, toss her with my dog. I ain't saving name, bro. I'ma toss her with my dog. Treat her like a ball, then I toss her to my dog. We gon' have a ball when I toss her with my dog. Toss her with my dog, toss her with my dog. I ain't saving name, bro. I'ma toss her with my dog. Treat her like a ball, then I toss her to my dog. We gon' have a ball when I toss her with my dog.
She's gonna ping the number.
It's the operating room ENT. I am the doctor. Today we're talking about inventions, and earlier I was saying that 1800s was lit. They had everything going on. That's when a lot of the inventions came out. And we talked about a couple things. I had a question, though, that I wanted to ask before we jump back into these inventions. The question is, Lolo and Baby Dangerous are all nervous for no reason. So the question is, and I want y'all to call in, too. In order to be in love, you will and you must get used. Tell me, how do y'all feel about this statement? If y'all heard somebody say that, do y'all agree with it? Do y'all disagree? And why or why not? So, again, the question is, and I want y'all to call 314, is it 339-9759?
Yep.
And let me know what y'all think about this statement. In order to be loved, you must and you will be used. Lola, what you thinking about the statement?
I think it's true because you have to be... Like, everybody who you talk to are different, and they have their different needs. So you have to be willing to, like, do whatever you have to do for whatever that person. So it's almost like using you. Because it's like, if you know that that person really just need, like, this is what they want, and you're not used to doing it. Because I feel like anything you're doing outside of what you is your norm, like, mm-hmm. it's almost like somebody... is using you. Or it can be the norm, you know, like get overly being giving of items. So people might start feeling like maybe you're using them or something like that, but it might just be how you are, or you just want to shower that person and you found that that's what also brings y'all together because you like the way it makes them happy. Somebody out on the outside might be like, they're using you, but it's like that's fine because it's making them happy then.
Yeah. And I'm happy if they happy is what you're saying. Okay. Baby Dangerous, what you think about this statement?
I definitely agree. I feel like to be in a relationship, it is a use situation. And I'm saying that because...
Use.
One, you have to use each other for love and support. You have to use each other for emotional... and sexual needs. You have to use each other for, even if that person is going through something, you have relationships and times where your significant other is depressed. They need you, so they're using all of you to help them get through. So I think it, when you say use, most people think of it in a negative term. But with a relationship, you almost got to go into it with a business mindset. I'm going to use you, you're going to use me, and we're going to build. Like, because...
And let's use each other.
Yeah, let's use each other, because that's what you would do if you went outside and got a different partner for a business adventure. It's the same thing.
So it's what can I profit off you, and you should be looking at what you can profit off me to build something.
Yeah. We both investing into each other.
Yeah, because... at the end of the day, you want to feel like somebody needs you. Everybody wants to feel needed. So sometimes you have to put that pride aside and be like, yeah, use me. When he said, just use me up.
I want to spread the news. If it feels it's good being used, you just keep on using me until you use me up.
That way.
Period.
Like, well, that's what I was going to say.
But this, like, I feel like the generation now is so caught up what other people are thinking versus making their significant other happy.
Yeah.
It's like, if that's what you like to do, if that's how y'all move, that's what's making y'all work.
That's y'all.
That's y'all business.
They out here being nosy.
Yeah.
Nosy Rosie.
But that's fine, because what I get from one relationship, I might get from another. So my next relationship, I might look for both of those things that those different partners had, and I'm gonna seek that out. Why? Because they showed me and taught me something.
What you needed.
Yeah, what I needed. And vice versa.
Wait a minute.
Listen,
there's some technical difficulties with the there's some technical difficulties back here. We can't confirm right now who's having the technical difficulties, but that's okay because we're talking about inventions today.
I definitely feel like last week's, even with Coming to America, he's used at your discretion.
Used at your discretion. Yeah.
Use me.
Let's listen to it and see.
She's your queen to be, a queen to be forever, a queen who'll do whatever His Highness desires. She's your queen to be, a vision of perfection, an object of affection to quench your royal fire. Completely free from infection, to be used at your discretion, waiting only for your direction, your queen to be.
And that was in the 80s.
Well, yeah. He said that to use it, she's to be used at your discretion. That could be for anything. He kind of sounded like he was talking about sexual. I ain't gonna lie, but this is a sexual type show.
That one was for sexual purposes. Yeah, but I think overall, it is a use situation. Use me, and I'ma use you.
Just when keep I'm on using me.
You giving
until you use me up. Yes, and it was good. Okay, somebody said yeah, it was good.
What about you?
Oh Lord, I feel like it's the song that I just sang. Just keep, if I'm happy, you happy. Just keep on using me until you use me up. I'm cool with that. Mm-hmm. Like I'm good with that. Whatever you need, I want to have you. That's cool.
Cause I'm gonna definitely use you.
Yeah, and I want you to have me whenever I need you. I want you to react when I need you. So you guaranteed that I'm gonna do the same thing. If I'm asking for it, I'm definitely willing to give it. So
reciprocation.
That's it. So in the 1800s, I said we were talking about the midgets and they was all turned up. The condoms came out in the 1800s, y'all. Now, they was to prevent STDs. Mm-hmm. So at some point, a motherfucker said, "I am sick of getting gonorrhea, goddamn it! I'm sick of getting chlamydia. Let me figure out a way."
That is enough, damn it!
People are dying from this.
Yeah, let me figure out how the fuck I could. This just like a nigga, so you know a man invented it. Let me figure out I can still fuck this bitch. She got some shit. I'm finna fuck this bitch anyway. That's a trifling. That's a nigga. I'm sure a male invented it. That's all I'm trying to say. Who invented it? Charles motherfucking Goodyear in 1839.
Which means he finna have a good year.
He was trying to have a good year, Tweezy. He just said, "I seen some shit coming out. The bitch don't smell right, but I wanna fuck anyway so motherfucking bad. Let me figure out some shit."
You said put this lambskin on.
Yeah.
One level.
What other level?
Yo.
Oh, he's talking about bestiality. We haven't talked about that. We might talk about that this season. I know Madonna had wrote in her book, and this book maybe came out in 1989-ish or so, but she had wrote in her book that she tried bestiality. And she talked about the peanut butter that she kind of spread it on her vagina and let the dog lick it. She talked about trying bestiality, so we haven't talked about that. I might research that and dive into it. I'm scared of animals, so I know that can't come close to my prized possession.
Yeah, I've seen some videos like with horses, things like that, and that's weird.
It's weird to me.
I don't think it's different.
But everybody's into something, you know, on the operating room. We don't judge. If you have sex with animals,
yeah, that's your prerogative.
That's what you like to do. I can't figure
it
out.
Is it the noise for you?
Is like, it the hee-haw? Is it that? It's some people like, have sexual erotic desires from animals making noise. It's a fact.
Whatever your fetish is, I think the more you grow and figure out what
turns you on,
you gonna find out that most people are kinkier than what
you really think. Yeah, absolutely. I figure that out on a daily basis with these inboxes in real life. But people are into all kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I don't judge. It's cool. You want somebody to pee on you? It won't be me, but it's cool. Let's find you somebody that's into that too. I just want everybody to have a good, happy, healthy time. You can't fuck me because I can't please you. I can't be peeing on the motherfucker. If I got to smell some pee, I probably ain't gonna even get wet, and I'm wet all the time. So that's not gonna work for me.
It's unruly.
But I don't judge you. You know what I'm saying? Let's find somebody that's into it so you guys can have a good time. Wow. I'll probably watch. Who knows?
You know what I'm saying? That is too far for me.
No, I'll probably watch. What? Who knows? I mean, I gotta do stuff, you know, for research purposes, so.
Yeah, I don't need it 3D. Like, I mean, like
you don't need it live.
Yeah,
she's like, I'll watch. Let's YouTube it. Bestiality for Dummies on YouTube. We gonna check that out. We might talk about that this season. Anybody in the bestiality, call me.
Don't be scared.
Inbox me. Let us know. We want to talk about it. Right? Yeah, educate us. That's all I'm saying. We don't judge.
To remember that this is a no judging platform.
Yeah, like I'm educate me. I'm in it to learn.
Yeah, because I think some people, as bad as they want to call in and express themselves, like, just give a fake name. Mm-hmm. Or something.
Like, it's easy. Yeah, I do it all the time. Because,
yeah, you call your baby daddy with a fake name all the time. Like, just call
you
in.
You try to trick us all the time. You certainly inbox me all your nasty thoughts, yeah, don't you?
Don't be afraid to call in because, one, this is an informative platform.
Yeah, we want to communicate.
It's non-judgmental.
We don't care what you like. What
you're into. That's mm-hmm. your business. Mm-hmm. But what we can say is we gonna support you and be like, yes, bitch, fuck that horse. You know what I'm saying?
You go, girl.
Horse dick for real.
You got the real horse dick. I'm jealous, bitch. But you do you because I can't do it.
They are huge, though.
They are.
That sounds scary. But I'm just kind of scared of animals anyway. I'm not going to get too close to anything.
I don't need that much in me. I think that's why it's like it's different for me because it's like who's going to do it?
Yeah.
Jeesh.
But I'll then you have anything the women that loves to be fisted with like
yeah, I was just going to say that. It's people that do fisted.
Yeah, so it's
I wouldn't
like,
try bestiality once. That's not what I meant when I said that.
Right.
No. Look, this is what she really wanted to do. No, really. I wasn't talking about that.
Yeah,
but
I think you guys just please call in. Let it be free. The number is 314-339-9759.
All right, the 1800s was turned up because shortly before the condoms was invented, the douche was invented by Charles Knowlton. Who? But you know what? It was originally invented as a birth control. That's what I read.
I bet.
They thought that after the guy comes in, if you just dish it out, you'll never get pregnant. Well, they come to find out, the lie detector determined that was a lie.
That's a lie. It's already swimming up.
Yeah. But they like, oh, but it's cleaner. It's fresher. It got out some good bacteria. So they start marketing it.
Yeah, but do people realize how fast sperm
just shoots up there? It swims.
Yeah. Like
that's what the tail is for.
Like
Michael fucking Phelps on steroids.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what
I'm looking
at.
I want to spread the news. If it feels this good being used, you just keep on using me until you use me up. That was a message for somebody. This sounded like I ain't gonna
clearly.
Say no. Quit joking, guys.
Go ahead, doctor.
Quit joking, guys.
We support you, doctor.
Hi, Uncle Stanley. That was embarrassing.
My favorite invention, though, is just the pill stimulants.
Because
I just like to see how the way a male, like, they really start changing and they don't even notice that they're
Tweezy
getting
looked
hornier
at
and think.
What year did the pill enhancement pills?
Enhancement, yeah.
No, it's just stimulant.
Yeah. Because it was like I gave somebody one, like I convinced somebody to take one before.
Now
so
she
it was
Bill
just
fucking
like,
Cosby. Oh Lord!
But it was like you just see them just getting more touchy, and they just stay harder. It's like it's so different. It's like I just sat back and was just laughing in the
like,
inside. Like
I know what's going on.
You.
It works. That's what she. That's
really
how she
does.
It works.
Can we try this again?
Now she a drug.
You can get that at Rodeo on St. Charles Rock Road.
Rodeo better call us and throw us some money.
Yeah.
We just
and,
gave y'all some
and Hollywood.
Hollywood.
And they have great discounts if you become a member.
Oh, shit. Well,
I recommend the ones for the females also.
Yeah.
Like to stay with the Pink Pussy Peel.
That Pink Pussy Peel has some really good reviews.
But you know what? I almost prefer Stay Wit over Pink Pussy. Especially if you smoke it, because that's what it's for. It's to increase your high.
Because you got to drink water. You can't take alcohol with
you. You have to drink
water. Your body will be dehydrated.
Yes.
And then you're going to be giving out like some cactus type head and nobody likes that.
No cactus coochie around here, okay? So drink plenty of water with these
stimulants. Yeah.
Now you're just going to be ready to pass out.
Yeah, you are. That is true. Because you're going to get lightheaded.
It's water. Yeah.
Now she's kizzy. Just massa. Can I just wait?
It's massa. Water.
Can I just get some water, please?
It's just water.
I just want some water. Yeah, I know the technical.
You know, as far as my, I don't know what my favorite invention would be, but I think the one I'm probably most interested in, and well, y'all know me, I love BDSM kind of stuff. So those are the things that. Is like interest, yeah. So I'm like the nastier person, sister. I don't think I'm the nastiest sister.
Wait, that's what she just said, though. Did y'all hear that?
I'm not the nastiest.
We played that shit, Tweezy. Did you hear that?
I'm not the nastiest.
That's on camera, Ashley. Did you get that? Me, Lolo, is you in the building? Sorry, I'm in the government and shit.
It's going on the record.
No, I don't think I'm the nastiest. It's in your file now, bitch. But far as like that type of stuff, that's what intrigues me more than. The other
now what intrigues you?
A little bit of pain,
yeah.
Cause I like it, like spankings, stuff like that. Like a little bit of pain,
yeah,
gets me good. I'm like, okay, come on.
But
then.
I don't even think it's necessarily just pain. It's like
the control.
It's the control.
That's what I like,
and it's the almost feeling like I'm almost helpless. That's what gets me. Like, maybe choke me until I maybe pass out, but not
somebody
all the way.
Let me choke. Somebody did. They said, let me choke you until you turn blue.
On the way home.
That's going in somebody foul tonight.
But, but that type of stuff, like, when I say I want you to dominate me,
yeah, like
that's what I mean. Because when I reverse the shit and I dominate you, you're going to feel what I mean. That's what I mean by it.
Is this with a male or a female?
It's for both.
She sound too motherfucking aggressive
for me. She really does.
She sound too motherfucking aggressive for me.
I did the blindfolds and like tied the hands, but I don't know what Baby Danger we're talking about with the males.
Well, not far as the male doing, I mean like submission type feeling. When I say dominate me, that means I want you to have every bit of control during
over
this
your body
during this process. Just because I know myself, when I get on top, I don't want you to
So you mean control, like them leading the way. You want them to have control over their whole
aspect,
process.
I want you to figure out what is my spot, learn my body, and figure out what can you do to make me control this. Because if you could tell me to come, and I come on command, then you got me.
She said,
"Amen."
Okay. So when you saying flip it, you mean like you gone like almost like I can make you come fast, or I know what's going.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you now. Yeah, I was nervous. I didn't know what.
Look, she said that was going to her file and all that. No, but I think the control is a. It's very, very powerful. And sometimes when you feel like you control a lot of stuff, or you got a lot of stuff just going on kind of in your brain working overtime, you almost want to relinquish that control onto somebody else. So it's like, for a minute, I don't want to think of shit, do shit. Yeah. Just command me to do everything. I want you to control it. Tell me what you want to do. Tell me how you like it, Daddy, because I'm going to give it to you exactly how you like it.
Yeah, like, I don't want to ever hear, well, how you want it next. Like, sometimes that's good. But to hear that every time we fuck, listen, if I gotta guide you every step of the way, that's gonna piss me off. And I'm gonna be like,
you better
all right.
Flip me over.
Yeah, I don't want
it. On the couch.
And you
like,
better be
anywhere.
Talking shit while you're doing
it.
Yeah,
talk a lot of shit. That's like, a turn on. Yeah.
Yeah. Look at that.
That's a turn on. Talk all shit. Yeah, all that shit you said you was gonna do with them text messages. What I say?
See that, but that's why it brings me back to my point when I said, literally, I talk a little shit beforehand.
Before,
because it plays a role in what I like during sex.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you can make me submit to you, that's cool. Because I'm not the nicest person on a day to day basis.
Oh. It's like it was hard.
Put a gamble on her. There's all kind of confessions coming out tonight. All kind of true facts that we have on tape, bitch.
I mean,
okay.
You can't take it back.
Can't take it back.
No, I think I'm a sweet person, but I'm not the nicest person.
Okay, I agree with that.
Yeah. I guess once she knows you and she likes you, then
she kind of cool, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Once I know you and
It's kind of like that. But after you make it there, then it's cool.
She is very sweet.
I'm a very nice person.
Look, all these inventions, I don't know. Because wait a minute, hold on. You nice and all. But let's go back to Charles Knowlton real quick, who invented the douche. At first, I was thinking.
What was you thinking, doctor?
Who the fuck pussy stank that bad to where a motherfucker had to be like.
Like, look, wash this shit from the inside.
From the inside out, you funky bitch. But just like a male, I'm still going to get that pussy. Just clean it out, baby.
Or maybe it was just more from the menstrual time. Because I know that's when I use mine afterwards. Like,
yeah, to get everything clean. Yeah. But no, he said that it was invented for birth control. They thought it was going to make the sperm not activate.
Did you know a black woman invented the pad?
I did not. We could have had that on inventions tonight.
Yeah.
Well, surprise. It's on here.
Surprise.
Amen, black woman. Thank you. We need something to help us.
Yeah. I mean, I guess when I was younger, but not whoever invented the tampons, you my nigga.
She said thanks. All right, y'all. It's time for us to head out. But I hope you guys like those little ventures we talked about. I know it was a little off today, but I don't know. I had a really good time. We're going to say, watch your mouth. What did I say, Dad? I don't know. Crystal said she's in a happy place now. Hey, beautiful. Hi, guys. Thanks so much for watching. But we did go off a little topic, but some things I just wanted and needed to know. Apparently, I used to be crazy, but I'm very much want to be used. So call me whoever you are.
Can we get the poetry quote of the day?
Oh, yes. Out? No. Oh, you know what?
What you got for us, doctor?
I don't got it.
I'm sorry.
We're going to have to do it next time. Oh, I had a poetry quote of the day, but I don't have it with me today. So we're going to do that next time. All right. Thank y'all so much for watching. Make sure y'all share the live. It's the Operating Room ENT. I'm the doctor. Everybody say bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
To the loop gang, gang.
Ooh. Everybody do the challenge.
Run away, all carbon beam, knock your legs off. Try to get away from me. Had to stand off. Hit him in the spine. Knock his dreads off. My orders is called his body. I didn't name them random mouse. Dugging in my Reebok. Ride with a G-Shock. I heard he shot. Truck will make a beatbox. He made that shot turn. Water spot him, built a car. Had a mask. Jerk will make him beatbox. In Miami with my motherfucking heat. Another nigga bitch. Since she got a feet. I walked in the party. I'm on my big bullshit. Ready to get it started. Bitch, I got no sticks. Go hit a plug. Ride around with folk. Call me Kobe 24. Can't fuck with her no more. That little bitch, she do the most. I get in groove on every time I see them folks. I got it on the door. Thinking that's something you need to know. I'm smooth and I'm cold. She know my wrist on froze. Skinny jeans on with a big bang roll. She playing my songs. I gotta take it off the throne. I'm trying to get it on. She feeling all over my Peter Bone. Two rocks don't make her wrong. It just go on and on. I'm kicking shit like Jackie Chan till they got my kicks on. I aim, I hit my target. I'ma up this bitch regardless. Burn away all carbon beam, knock your legs off. Try to get away from me. Had a stand off. Hit him in the spine. Knock his dreads off. My orders is called a body. I didn't name them random mouse. Thugging in my Reebok. Ride with a G-Shock. I heard he shot. Truck will make a beatbox. He made that shot turn. Water spot him, built a car. I don't mask. Jerk will make him beatbox.
Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch and you could save an average of $470 on your auto insurance. That's a lot of money in just a few minutes. With savings like that, you could be lounging on an impractical amount of ornate and overpriced throw pillows you bought for your couch. But you won't, because you're better with money than that. That's why you're calling us in the first place. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Based on average nationwide annual savings survey data, July to December 2020, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
You've got the luck of the Irish. Total Wine will shamrock your world with over 15,000 wine, spirits, and beers. That means you can have your Irish whiskey, your Guinness every which way, and keep more gold in your pot. And our friendly leprechauns are standing by, ready to guide you to everything you need to celebrate the Emerald Isle. So this St. Paddy's Day, wear more green. Spend less of it. Shlanka! That's cheers in Irish. Explore more at TotalWine.com. Drink responsibly. Be 21.
Remember to re-up, which simply means you can redirect, you can reconstruct, you can regain, you can retrust, you can rebuild. Just remember to re-up.